To Herb Cohen, life is filled with negotiations, whether it's dealing with a boss, a customer, or a child. Cohen, a practicing negotiator, is the author of Negotiate This by Caring, but Not That Much. Cohen suggests that success at give and take requires a certain detachment from the situation. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with Herb Cohen.
You have worked for presidents. President Carter brought you in when the hostage situation occurred in Iran. You've been involved with the hostage situation in Peru back in 1996. You believe the longer the negotiation goes on, the more time that your counterpart has invested in the negotiation, the better the outcome for you.
Right. In fact, that's why negotiations very often break down and fail. Whether you're talking about the supermarket strike in California, where they don't even meet, so they have nothing invested in the process, to sports strikes, where the same things are true, to geopolitical situations, where if we don't meet with the North Koreans at all, and this is true even in the Israeli-Arab encounter, they should be meeting. They should be sitting around. They should be investing in the process.
You cite Ronald Reagan as an excellent negotiator.
Yeah. Reagan went into things with objectives, like in Reykjavik. He was willing to walk out on Gorbachev. Most people don't want to walk out. They don't know when to fold them. And Reagan did, and it worked out well in our relationship with the Soviet Union.
The book is called Negotiate This, but the subtitle is By Caring, But Not That Much. And throughout the book, you suggest that the best negotiators detach themselves from the process.
Yeah. See, what happens when people become emotionally involved, adrenaline starts flowing, and you make lousy decisions.
Well, one of the joys of your book is, in fact, watching people negotiate with their kids, with their spouses. Now, there's a situation where people often do become very involved and emotional.
Yeah.
How do you suggest people have successful negotiations with those who are close to them?
Yeah, well, in truth, is the absolute truth is we do lousy with our kids. I am supposed to be a good negotiator. Some of my worst negotiations have been with my children because I find it hard to detach myself. Kids are little people in a big person's world. They are people without formal authority and power, yet they get a lot of what they want. Now, how do they do this? Number one, kids aim high. They know that if you expect more, you get more. And so they make unreasonable requests of the parents. Second thing that kids do is they form coalitions. In other words, if their parents say no to them, they move to the next level, grandparents. Why? Because they have a common enemy, the parents. Third thing that kids understand is that no is an opening bargaining position. It means not at this particular time. And so what kids do is they persist, they persevere, they weigh you down. And so kids can really teach us one hell of a lot.
The bottom line in Negotiate This, as opposed to You Can Negotiate Anything 20 years ago, seems to me that you're saying if you can get the person you're negotiating with to say, it's in my best interest to accommodate rather than to remain intransigent, then it's a good deal. Then I'm willing to negotiate.
Yes.
And you find that works at home with the wife, with the kids?
It even works. Look, I've been married for 44 years. They run bus tours past my home here in Washington. You know, and when I first got married, I used to be much brighter. And I would have a problem with my wife. And I figure, she's 22% wrong, but I'm 78% wrong. So what I would do then is I would apologize for 78% and say, well, now you apologize for 22%. Would you believe that didn't work? Now I've learned to say, if I'm 78% wrong, I am totally wrong. I'm sorry. If you mess up, you want to own up to messing up. If you do that, you could transform a big mistake into a little error.
Herb Cohen is the author of Negotiate This, By Caring, But Not That Much. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.